Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 4 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder. Amazing. We can hit the 4 o'clock hour on the dot. 3 o'clock hour, we started at 3:09. Well, listen, you have some good possessions, you have some bad possessions.
We fumbled on 3 o'clock hour. We rolling out, baby.
Let me give you the stock market report to start out the hour here. It's sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones up 349 points. S&P 500 up 29 points. NASDAQ up 47 points. So getting everything back that we lost, I think, on Tuesday. So that's good news. Let me give you a little cat talk, even though we just gave it to you with Doug Plagans in the last segment. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers tonight, Buffalo, listen to it here. Saturday, they're in Tampa, 5 p.m. puck drop with the Lightning. I'll remind you again, the official Panthers watch party Saturday is at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. The mascots will be there, the Panther Patrol, tons of drink specials, tons of Panthers fans in attendance. So that'll be fun on Saturday if you want to watch the Panthers. And again, as we said with Plagans, Panthers are doing everything right about now. He had mentioned the road wins. I saw a tweet from Jameson Olive from the Panthers. Panthers now lead the NHL with 18 road wins. They won 19 road games all of last season. That's a pretty remarkable stat. 18 road wins on February 15th, and last season they ended with 19 total road wins. So nice little whatever Paul Maurice is doing, it's working. It was like I said to Plagans, like, I don't know, like, there's nothing to poke holes in, so just keep doing what you're doing. There's just do what you're doing.
It was right before Doug got on. I asked you, I was like, well, let's figure out the weaknesses. I was like, what can we nitpick? And that's when you came back. He was like, we can't nitpick anything. And he said, and it's a great saying, thinking about what we want to do, Hawk. He was like, our style of play travels well. That's a great thing to say about a team that just went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year. Our way of play travels well, because we know in all series, you got to play away. You got to steal one. You got to steal an away game. So that's a big time stat.
With us talking about them the way that we're talking about them now, they should lose by 9 goals tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
Actually, let me look and see what the what
please
the
don't
is.
Please don't say rest of starters in the third period.
Let's see here. Panthers are minus 155 favorites tonight in Buffalo, or plus 150 if you want to lay 1.5 goals. Let's see here. Player props that I'm interested in. Ooh, first goal scorer. Reinhardt, Verhaeghe, Tkachuk. Interesting. Let's see. Do we know who's in goal tonight? Because it was Bobrovsky last night. I wonder if Stolarz gets the start tonight. Let me look real quick here.
Let's and then see. We'll
continue on, because there's something I want to get to this hour that I've been looking forward to.
I'll ride with you. You gave me some soccer bets recently that I've capitalized on.
We hit another one yesterday when you were off yesterday.
I bet on it. I saw.
Oh, I texted you, right? Yeah.
Texted me, and I Saint Saint-Germain-Paris or something. I don't
know
what the hell it was.
That's right. Saint-Germain-Paris. We knocked him in the head.
Saint-Germain-Dupree. But I know I made money off of it.
We had Jermaine Dupri wearing capri pants on the halftime show, and we cashed that ticket.
The last bet I won, I went with Saint Jermaine Dupri.
I can't see who's starting in goal tonight.
Stolarz seems to be the expected starter.
Stolarz expected starter. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
So you'll hear the game here. Yeah, we had, speaking of PSG, so that's where Kylian Mbappe plays. And then he came out today and said that he's leaving after this season. But we don't care because we already cashed our ticket.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
And he's going to try to show out for his next contract. Let's bet on PSG some more.
When does PSG play again, Dan? Any idea?
It's going to be at least a couple of more days since they played Real Sociedad yesterday. So
right.
I'm thinking.
I was looking. There was no games this afternoon, right?
No.
Because we bet a game during the show on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Not for Champions League.
Gotcha.
They have Euro Cup going on today.
Oh.
Not to confuse you, because I'm confused.
I just go where the money is.
So they beat Leo Social's dad last time.
See if there's anything on my TV. All right, let's get so here's what I want to do this hour. So Dan Day's in for Solana. We're all off tomorrow. I'm heading to New York. Crowder's heading a million different places. But tomorrow you're gonna get a best of Hockman and Crowder. But Crowder's got his next comedy appearance coming up March 3rd at the Dany Improv.
Mm-hmm.
He's already done one at Miami Improv, and it was great. Everybody loved it. And so tomorrow, Dan is going to host, and he's going to take you through some of our best comedian interviews. So you can hear, you know, some of the conversations we've had over the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 years that maybe has honed Crowder's comedic stylings. Jay Leno, yeah. Colin Quinn, Vanessa Mitchell, Tim Allen. Had a lot of good comedians on this show. So to kind of get you in the mood for Crowder's next gig. So what is that, a Sunday, March 3rd?
Sunday, March 3rd, 6 p.m. You got to come out. It's going to be a lot of fun. DanielImprov.com to get tickets. And, yes, I was writing some crap on the plane because some dude next to me was acting real fishy, and I had to talk about him.
Interesting. All right. Write it down. You're a comic now. You got to have your notepad.
I know. He touched my knee. I don't like to be touched.
Touched your knee to emphasize a point or something?
Yeah, he just grabbed and wiggled my knee, but I was by the window, and he grabbed my knee, and I was like, why are you touching me,
As
sir?
You were talking or to kind of get
attention? No, to get my attention, but I don't think you should touch another person on a plane that you don't know. I was writing this morning. I'm like, yeah, I got to talk about this.
I'll grab a knee.
But don't grab nobody's knee. I'm a 6'3" black man. Don't touch me at 6 a.m.
I'll grab a knee every now and then.
I don't grab my knee.
What I wanted to play this hour, which I'm going to. So Solana is on his way to Italy right now. And he did this last year, 2 years ago?
Maybe it was about 2 years ago now. Yeah.
Maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Went to Italy, came back. This is one of my favorite segments of all time. He came back. And then he couldn't come into work. So he had missed like 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden he couldn't come into work because he had the flu, except he really didn't have, as we dig, as what happened with the kayaking a few weeks ago, when you start to drill down, his mountain of lies just kind of dissolves into thin air. And it happened again. But it's really a remarkable segment. When we get to the truth, which was, I think, that he had jet lag and ended up in the ER.
He was tired and went to the hospital.
Pretty much. So I want to play that in celebration of him heading to Italy again. People have been texting me since I mentioned it. They're like, you know, he's going to go straight to the ER. He's not going to be back on the show next week.
No.
I think he's supposed to be back on next Thursday or Friday.
No, he's supposed to be back Friday, but I'm my calendar clear. Absolutely
keep your calendar clear. There's no chance he's coming in.
I was going to say, if anybody wanted to bet me about his over-under, it's not Friday.
Yeah, no chance. So anyway, we'll get to that this hour. Let's get headlines here, though. begin the 4 o'clock hour with Dan Day.
Ooh, a couple quick housekeeping notes. PSG takes on Nantes Saturday at 3, in case you were wondering.
Never heard of them.
Nantes.
Ligue 1. It's Ligue 1. Come on. The French league.
Yeah, no idea.
Ligue Lies.
Also, you heard of this Nantes, Jimmy?
Never.
Okay.
Interesting.
If it were Solani, you might think he's making it up, but you know I don't make up stuff like that. So,
well, sometimes you get it wrong, though.
That is true. That is true.
He lies intentionally. Sometimes you get it wrong unintentionally.
I do want to say, if you're going to this watch party at Funky Buddha, though, get there early because they get crazy, crazy, crazy this Saturday.
That is true.
They are known.
It is Stolarz. By the way, I'm looking at the Hard Rock Bet app, and there are props for Anthony Stolarz tonight, so I'm guessing that he's going to play. What were you saying, Jimmy?
They are known as the Canaries. Nantes.
What's the team again?
Nantes.
Nantes Canaries. All right.
Always bet against the Canary.
Man, that ain't intimidating at all.
Not so much.
Canaries on us, bro. Huh?
You start caping up for your hometown team. We are the Canaries. What? Like, well, nah, man. Go ahead. Jack. Go on.
It's over for us.
These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Heat have hit the All-Star break with a record of 30-25. Jaime Jaquez Jr. will be in the dunk competition. Bam Adebayo will be playing in the All-Star game.
Yeah, by the way, I'll give you a little abbreviated 15 minutes of Heat here since it is the All-Star break. 15 minutes of Heat brought to you by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. So there's some odds if you're interested, but I'm starting to think about betting Jaime Jaquez Jr. to win the slam dunk competition.
No,
flyer. Just as a flyer.
So you took him on Rookie of the Year, too. Remember that.
I know, but I sold it back.
Oh, yo! Back. Wow, nice.
Yeah, because I bet him. I bet Jaime Jaquez Jr. to win Rookie of the Year when he was really balling and everybody was starting to take notice. I bet him at plus 3,000. Put $100 at plus 3,000, so it'd be $100 to win $3,000. And then he may have gotten injured or I don't know what happened, but I looked at it and all of a sudden he was plus 5,000. But if you go in, you know, upcoming bets, Hard Rock Bet app will offer you sometimes a buyout. Well, the buyout offer was what I paid, $100. So I was like, okay, I'll cash it out for 100. I'll rebuy it at plus 5,000. That way I have better odds. But then I held off because I'm like, well, let me see how long he's out for this injury. Let me hold off a little bit. I haven't put it in again. He's plus 50,000 right now.
Yeah.
So, I don't see how he can win unless Wemba. But, like, he's even tied right now. Let me look. With Scoot Henderson.
Huck, we're excited about Jaime Jaquez Jr. because we're here. The world knows about Wemby.
I get it. I get it. But if he misses games, it's the only reason that I was betting it. If he misses games and if Chet Holmgren misses games, if Jaime Jaquez Jr. shows out Saturday night at the dunk contest and all of a sudden he's on the national radar. But right now, NBA Rookie of the Year, Wembanyama minus 650, huge favorite. So you have to bet $650 to win 100. Chet Holmgren plus 525. So you bet 100, you could win 525. Brandon Miller plus 20,000. Jaime Jaquez Jr. plus 50,000.
He's too far down, Huck. It went from 600 to 400 to 50,000.
Yeah. Well, it's a long shot, but that's a good payday. Put $100 down. If he does miraculously win, you get $50,000.
Put 20 on both those guys.
All right. There you go. That's still a nice little payday. Anyway, what were you saying, Dan? I'm sorry about that. We got to give away. What I was going to say was we got to give away Heat tickets. I have a pair of Heat tickets we're giving away every day on the show this week, and I haven't done so yet. It's tickets to see the Heat and Jazz March 2nd at the Kaseya Center. So keep listening. Maybe I'll do it at the end of this segment or sometime in the 5 o'clock hour, but I haven't given them away yet.
It's a nice little weekend. Heat Jazz on a Saturday. Then on Sunday, you go see Crowder at the Dania Improv.
I mean, it's all set up for you.
Man. Listen, I got y'all.
Panthers won their franchise record ninth straight road game against the Penguins last night, 5-2. They look to add to that tonight in Buffalo against the Sabres at 7.
All right.
Canes men's basketball team, not so good. Lost their third in a row, falling 70-60 to Clemson. Tigers ended on a 24-3 run, and Nigel Pack did not score for the U last night at all. Next up, Boston College, though, Saturday at 4.
Speaking of, you mentioned the Clemson Tigers. Have you looked at the leaderboard right now for the Genesis to see what Tiger Woods is doing?
He was minus 1 through 9.
Let me see.
Last I checked. Not too shabby.
That damn Norchad O'Meara was playing last night.
Mm-hmm.
Then he wasn't playing.
He was the only guy.
Yeah, he's the only one out there trying.
Let's see here. The Genesis. Patrick Cantlay's in the lead at 8-under.
You saw this past weekend at the Wasted Management Open in Phoenix. People were buck wild.
Good God, man.
And that's already known as the Wasted Management Open, so it's already crazy.
That one, they took it to a new level last weekend.
Stepped it up.
How come I can't find Tiger on this thing?
Like I said, last I saw he was one below par after 9 holes.
You like I'm scrolling down very far here.
He can't be even
through 14 holes. Which I'll tell you what, for his first tournament of the year, of the season, give me an even first round, and give me a little a shot or two under the second round. That way, he plays on the weekend. All I want to do is see him play on the weekend. He's not going to win the tournament.
You can't judge Tiger like Emmett in Arizona. You can't do it.
I just want him to be on the weekend. I just want him to make the cut.
It's Tiger Woods. We talked about it. He is like the emblem of golf, and now he's just trying to make it to the weekend.
Yeah. Well, listen, guy almost lost the use of his back.
You need a back to play golf.
Your leg too.
Yeah.
It is tough. It is tough. The Dolphins are hiring. The Dolphins are hiring Seahawks assistant coach Deshaun Shade as their defensive assistant. Shade previously played cornerback in Seattle.
All right.
And it sneaks up on you, but Miami Hurricanes baseball opens their season tomorrow, 7:00 against New Jersey Institute of Technology. It is the beginning of the J.D. Ortega era.
It's funny because you had mentioned that the 2:00 hour. John Ruth, who runs the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum, and I know this. It's J.D. Arteaga.
Arteaga. I just remember he played LSU in the national championship game some years ago. One of the greatest championship games ever.
Big LSU guy, we know.
I try to cover up my mistake, basically. That's it. And that's basically it, you know. Jimmy is dressed in his Jimmy Garcia jersey or kit for Inter Miami because Inter Miami, they take on Lionel Messi's team. Of course, the team he started his professional career with and club-wise. That is Newell's Old Boys from Argentina. That is tonight, 7:00 in Drive Pink Stadium. Messi is expected to start.
Where do I watch that, Jimmy? You said you're going to watch it tonight.
It's on Apple TV.
Oh, all right. I should have known that.
Man.
Are we airing it? Because we air Inter-Miami games. We're not airing this one because it's not regular season?
I've got no word yet from anybody. I don't know yet.
All right.
But it's let's go to weather from the Mesman Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultation. 24/7, 866-944 MORE. It is in the high 70s in most of South Florida. You got some partial cloud coverage. Not much rain expected. It will warm up just a little bit as it gets closer to the weekend.
It's cold as hell up here.
It's gorgeous here, man.
Man, it's cold as hell. I got to show y'all outside. Snow on everything. This is terrible.
I was looking at the weather in New York for tomorrow. See what I got here. What's tomorrow, Friday?
I don't know. It's low under 32.
Low of 30, high of 41, and sunny.
They lying to you.
That's
lying to you.
Saturday, it says 45% chance of snow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's 40 degrees with snow. They lie on that app.
Does it make you feel better if you stand in the sun, though?
No, it doesn't. Okay. I've been outside, sunny,
beautiful. That's gorgeous. Yeah,
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That's
come on up here. Don't wear a jacket. Live them LL.
I gotta get to. I gotta
leave
get
them LL Beans at home.
This segment, it's all LL Beans. That's all that's coming. It's all LL Beans. We're gonna get to this segment. Don't go anywhere, because in the next segment, we're going to play something for you that's going to make you laugh. It is Solana coming back from Italy a couple of years ago, caught us all off guard with his illness, and then we do a little digging, and he gets put through the ringer. In fact, it was so bad, he told us afterwards, that his girlfriend wanted him to contact HR about how badly we bullied him during this segment that we're going to play. That's 100% the truth, Dan. It was... We were vicious. We got a little vicious, but he deserved it in my opinion.
Blood in the water.
So anyway, we'll do that for you in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think Trick Daddy said it best when he said, "Let's go."
I didn't know which quote you're gonna go with.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, y'all, I am bringing y'all the laughs. I got exciting news. I'm bringing the laughs to your doorstep right there at Dania Beach Improv, March 3rd at 6 p.m. for my comedy show. It's called Unacceptable, and it's extremely unacceptable. You have a good time. You got to purchase tickets at daniabeachimprov.com. There's a lot of ways to make whiskey. Jack Daniels is there with me, and there's a lot of ways to make whiskey, but only Jack Daniels does it right. They charcoal mellow every drop. Only the water of Cave Springs Hollow right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee is where they make Jack at. It's no coincidence that Jack is what it is today, but we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count, Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniels, Chile, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels, 0-7. Registered trademark 2020 Jack Daniels, all rights reserved.
What did you say? Jack Daniels, bada?
Bada.
Bada. So here
excited.
It is.
I get excited.
Solana's on his way to Italy again right now, and he did this a couple years ago. He comes back. He's, you know, misses a couple weeks of shows, supposed to come back, and he can't come back. Now he's got to do the shows from home because he's sick, and it just became a whole thing, and this is how it sounded on the air.
So we're back in studio. Solana has returned from Italy, kind of. I find this to be one of the strangest things that's ever transpired on the show. Is Solana there, Steven? Solana?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
I'm here.
Look at you.
Hey, what's up, man? You good?
So I just want to make sure I have this straight. You traveled internationally, and you ate and drank for 7 nights nonstop, acted like the young person that you are, then flew 24 hours to get back home. And you don't feel well, huh? You were shocked by this.
I think all that prosciutto is really catching up to me, fellas.
Do you even have a microphone hooked up into your computer?
Do I not?
No. I mean, honestly. I mean, it is really just mortifying.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you, but you're not. There's no way you're talking into a microphone.
Can we do a redo? Let me switch this up and you introduce me again.
Wow. I mean, this is just, it really is shocking to me. So Solana is shocked that he gets home from a trip abroad. And from what he's told us, you went directly to the emergency room? I mean, do you really? I'm guessing there's probably 400 people on the flight, right? Mm-hmm. You fly from Italy to Miami. There's about 400.
One of the Airbuses.
Yes, yeah. There is 400 people on that flight. Do you realize every single person on that flight felt sick when they got off? They had just traveled 24 hours straight. Anyone who's ever had travel for international purposes over the course of a week, and everyone feels sick when they get off the plane because, yeah. I got to go back to work. Real life is starting again. Every meal's not going to be pasta and wine, looking at the Amalfi Coast. Your body is recovering. Do I have this correct? You and your girlfriend went immediately to the emergency room?
Straight from MIA.
I mean, it is...
Is this an emergency?
What was the emergency? I just want to make sure I have this straight. You got off the plane after traveling for 20 hours straight. I've done it. Everyone's done it.
Yes.
You got off the plane and you had eaten and drank for a week. You're in your 20s. I mean, you didn't have downtime. Like, I'll schedule downtime. You didn't schedule downtime. You went on tours. You went on boats. You went on gondolas. You ate and drank more than you would over the course of a 7-day period. You got off the plane and went immediately to the emergency room?
Yeah, just too much focaccia, I think, guys. A little too much focaccia.
Like, what was going on in your head? What did you think the emergency was?
Guys, we were literally diagnosed with influenza. Like, literally.
No, they don't diagnose flu.
You make it sound like you got diagnosed. You caught a touch of the flu, maybe, and you're on Tamiflu now?
I am. I just took some Tamiflu a couple hours ago.
Yeah. Guys, we got diagnosed with L influenza. I mean, we
diagnosed?
Missed you. I mean, the way you're making that sound, like, you realize you could go to the Minute Clinic that's inside CVS, and they would go, you probably have a touch of the flu. Here, take some Tamiflu. Like, I mean, that's the way that goes. Well, I'm just curious what you thought the emergency was.
This is that Italian flu, though. It hits a little different.
I mean, my God. Could you imagine?
Hawk, is that just a hangover?
It's jet lag. It's a hangover. Yes. And it's being tired after a week of travel. Everyone
yes,
is. People
everybody always, does it.
There's a long-running joke, right? After your vacation, you need a vacation. Everyone needs a vacation from their vacation. He flew on a Friday night in the overnight to Italy and then landed. And again, they didn't have any downtime. In Italy, they went day after day after day, eating, drinking, sightseeing, mm-hmm. right? And eating stuff you wouldn't normally eat and having fun with their friends. And then they fly back Saturday. It's 20 hours. That's a lot of travel. Like, you're up in the air, you're not comfortable. You get off the plane, and of course you're going to feel tired and out of it.
Listen, get you some Pedialyte and take a nap.
Why? I mean, well, that's what you should have done on Sunday. You
yes.
flew in on Saturday. You don't go to the emergency room. You go home and you go to sleep.
Take a
little Pedialyte. You wake up the next day. You go. Everyone does this. Man, I'd really like to go back to Italy. I wouldn't even mind living in Italy. Because remember, when you're on vacation, you always feel like that's the way your life would be. If you actually live there, people think that about Florida all the time, right? You have people that come visit and they go, wow, I mean, I wish I could live down here too because life is like a vacation. And I'm like, nah, when you're down here, life is life. Like, wherever you go, like, a vacation's a vacation. Life is life. The weather's nice. There's no question about that. But when you travel internationally, I mean, you're going to feel like crap when you land and everything hits you, that you're home and that life starts again.
People always ask me, how many times you go to the beach in a week? Never.
No, I'm going to work.
I have to work. I have to pay bills.
Right.
Yeah. Solana, man, tighten up. Stop worrying the emergency room because somebody else, your attention that you got, somebody else could have been attended to, Solana. Stop.
I have been diagnosed with
the flu.
El influenza.
The damn flu.
I'm just teasing you, Solana. I'm very glad you're back. I'm not teasing you about the going to the emergency room because I don't understand how. I'm not teasing about that because that I don't understand how you could get off an international flight and think because you feel sick and tired that it's an emergency. Like, you're supposed to feel sick and tired when you at the end of the vacation.
Yeah, Doc, I'm exhausted. What have you been doing?
Right, where have you been?
I was on a trip to Italy drinking and eating all day.
I was on the Amalfi Coast yesterday. I drank a bottle and a half of red wine. Okay, here's some Tamiflu, and you're insane. I want to put you on one full round of emergency, and...
If they give you over the counter, you're not sick.
That is so great. I have been diagnosed.
You're not sick.
In the meantime, we're in studio. He's home because, and he's toughing it out, ladies and gentlemen. He's toughing it out. So let's. But I will get. We'll really get into your trip in the 3 o'clock hour because I want to hear about it. We all had fun watching your McDonald's video. Why do you think you're feeling sick, sir? I don't know. I was in Rome. I had 3 burgers and fries with prosciutto on them, and then I went cruising on the Amalfi Coast, and I had 7 bottles of red wine over the last 3 days, and then I flew back for 20 hours straight from it. Ooh, it sounds like you might have the influenza.
I'm going to get you some Gatorade and some water.
Write this down. Which pharmacy do you go to? Winn-Dixie or Publix? Okay. 64 ounces Gatorade and 4 packets emergency.
Scott, and he stayed home today.
God. No. And the doctor, this is what he told us, has told him he needs to stay home till Wednesday.
I mean, Wednesday?
Till Wednesday.
Wednesday?
He needs to stay home. The doctor, I can only imagine what your medical chart reads. Severe jet lag, affluenza.
No, it's just a smiley face emoji. His medical chart is the doctor putting smiley face emojis all the way down.
It's a picture of the Italian flag, a bottle of red wine.
And a smiley face emoji.
So, anyway, there you go. What do you have for headlines, Solana, if you can muster yourself? If you can muster it up, what do you have for headlines?
You know, bear through this acute bronchitis I'm dealing with as well.
I mean, it's crazy. And we missed you terribly, honestly, and still do. I was excited to see you today. I was going to, really talk with you today about the show, about your vacation. When he texted us yesterday, I mean, it was in the most serious tone, and it was... I wasn't, my girlfriend wasn't feeling well after the vacation, nor was I. So we went to the emergency. I'm reading this over and over. Like, where's the punchline?
Yeah.
And then finally, Crowder broke the silence on our thread, and then I unloaded because I couldn't, it had been bubbling up. I couldn't believe what I was reading. Then I can't fathom getting off an international flight and going to an emergency room, unless I thought I was having a heart attack or something on
something
the flight.
Something serious?
Like, feeling run down. Who wouldn't feel run down after that?
Did you tell the doctor, I'm tired, boss?
Dog tired.
Like, that's what's going on, Solana. You're tired.
Yeah, I miss you guys, too.
Unbelievable.
He's exhausted.
He's exhausted, as he should be. Trip of a lifetime. All right, what do you have? The texts are
funny. I'm going to go to the ER in the break.
Texts are funny. Yeah, you feel a little sluggish? I'm feeling a little sluggish.
Yeah, I'm tired. Yeah. I'm traveling a lot. ER, that's why I need to go probably the ER.
Oh, my God. So you literally got your luggage and just drove right to the ER?
Straight to Baptist.
I mean, what? It's unfathomable to me.
Who the hell wants to wait in the ER waiting room?
I hope they made him wait.
You just want to go home, take a shower, get some sleep,
rest. You say go to bed, That's what you do is go to bed when you're tired.
Of course, you're jet lagged. It all comes to an end.
That's all John Coffey needed.
That's all John Coffey needed
don't
was
tired, boss. What did he do? He rolled over and
little
went to bed.
Pedialyte went to bed, blew out the germs. He was fine. Michael Jordan played an entire game with the flu. This guy went to an ER with jet lag. This guy, he's on a sports talk show. He went to the ER with jet lag. Matilda got off the plane with her husband, Herb. They saved their entire life for a week in Italy. They got off the plane, tired as all get out.
What'd they do?
Went home. Called the grandkids, said, we made it, we're fine, we're probably going to go to sleep. And Solana jetted to the ER. I don't understand it, Doc. I was in Italy yesterday, I felt fine. Now I'm back in Miami, and everything's coming apart.
Dog time, boss.
Panthers, 10th straight wins. They're at the Islanders tomorrow, 7:30. Marlins take 2 of 3 over the Phillies. They're off today.
Panthers Inter won Miami. 10 in a row, and they're not as tired as Solano.
I just got a text from a friend of mine in Chicago. You guys need to stop. I'm crying in my car from laughter. Hey, Valentina, are you feeling a little tired? I am feeling a little tired. Hey, Google where the nearest hospital is.
Huh?
What?
Go to the hospital.
What? And let them know we're on our way.
Tired is an emergency. I didn't know that.
Solana is back from Italy. We missed him last week. We want to hear all about his trip. He landed Saturday, went straight to the emergency.
I got him. Get your ass out of here.
He went straight to the emergency room. But I want to hear about the trip to Italy. Although I am fascinated about his return.
Go straight to the hospital.
I mean, I have never heard of such a thing.
To the hospital. On the plane. Planning a hospital visit.
Have you ever flown before? Did you know if your ears pop, you could chew some gum? Like there's,
that's what it was. His ears were blowing.
Oh, dude, I love this guy. I love this guy so much. I absolutely love him.
You got to hold your nose and blow out.
Yeah. You know. I better go to the emergency room.
Uh-oh.
Why? I can't hear anything. I've gone deaf. Oh, your ears are popping. We're at 30,000 feet, jackass.
I'm going to need,
flight attendant. I'm going to need paramedics to meet me on the tarmac. Why? What happened? How about just this little stick of dentine? How about a stick of dentine? And we can save the paramedics a trip.
Antibiotics because his ears were blocked.
He's got like one of those little kid tubes in the ear where it's draining them. He had his girlfriend administer a tracheotomy to the ear. Oh my God. This is our guy. We are ride or die with this dude. So, Solana, so what happens? You guys are flying home from Italy. I'm guessing you're on the airplane and you and your girlfriend are saying to each other, man, I don't feel well. Is that how it starts? It obviously didn't start at the baggage claim.
No, it started while we were in Italy. My girlfriend just had this awful cough the last 2 days that we were there. And it was concerning. The cough wouldn't go away. Then her and I both got sore throats. And we had fevers. So, you know, I mean, we weren't feeling great the last couple days of the trip, but we kind of just kept taking some medicine to power through.
and kept drinking wine to power through. And then by the time we landed, her cough was so bad, I was scared. I wanted to make sure she was going to be okay. And she's a nurse, so she understands that there was something severely wrong. And we went to the emergency room. And yeah, I mean, she had some bronchitis, and it was a huge flare up because she has influenza, and I have influenza as well.
Who calls it influenza?
Well, I mean somebody that's
trying to make it sound, you know, like
bigger.
Yeah, I've got influenza. Oh, you got a touch of the flu? All right,
nowadays anybody has a some mild cold symptoms, and everybody rushes to say, oh, you have COVID. And I just want to be clear that we didn't have COVID. We had to get a COVID test to fly into the States. It was negative, and that was scary, as you could imagine.
Everything had to be very scary the last couple of days for you guys. It had to be just tremendously taxing.
Emotionally draining.
Tremendously taxing.
At the ER.
Yeah.
She
coughed, and she had, if you listen to him, a touch of bronchitis.
Acute bronchitis.
Acute
bronchitis.
Acute, yeah. So, what do you got? You got a little wall of tussin and call it a day?
We did all the ruins.
Our
all
guy
the ruins,
Jimmy
so.
The Donk just made a great Photoshop. It's Solana on a stretcher being wheeled off an airplane, and it's the Red Cross, and the guy from the Red Cross says, give him some gum. And Solana's saying, I can't hear. The guy went to the ER because his ears were plugged on an airplane.
Couldn't pop.
38,000 feet. He couldn't pop his ears. And then I do find it funny, though, that you keep talking about influenza and acute bronchitis.
Diagnosed.
Another thing that I thought was fascinating, if anybody's going to Italy anytime soon, take your own toilet seat.
I'm fine.
Every toilet seat is gone. Like all the restaurants, all the bars, all the public restrooms. You know, you have to pay in public restrooms to use the toilets. They have everywhere signs that say toilet. You have to pay like 50 cent or 50 euro. And there's no toilet seats anywhere. Zero toilet seats. It's the most bizarre thing
so,
I've ever witnessed.
What is it for cleanliness? Is it so then you don't actually sit down on it? You just squat over it?
Yeah.
I guess, but if I have to pay to use the restroom, shouldn't the restroom be in pristine condition, like toilet seat included?
How many dumps are you taking?
I'm about to say, like, you run around Italy boo-booing.
What am I missing? what am I missing here? who on earth?
You were running around Italy boo-booing?
I mean, I would prefer that there's no toilet seats because it's just sprayed with urine most of the time. Like
it's a lot of prosciutto I'm eating.
I mean, honestly, you should tell that to your ER doctor.
Did you mention to the ER that you spent $600 taking dumps on?
That's a concern. This man spent half his vacation boo-booing.
His dad looks at the credit card bill and goes, hey, there's 350.
$300 in toilet fees. Toilet fees? Doing.
By like his fifth day in Italy, the people were, you know, like in the town, they go, that's the guy. That's the guy.
They call him Boo Boo.
Hey, El Boo Boo. That's that American guy. $50 says he's got a nigga dump.
Come on in. Bad guts. Come on.
Maybe after your 20th trip in there, they said, you know what, take the toilet seat off. Maybe the guy will get the hint.
He was sitting on porcelain.
Oh, my God. Right, I got to take a break. I want to hear more about the trip, but I got to take a break. Oh. Holy mackerel.
I mean, you're eating cheese all the time.
Maybe you're not cut out for international travel. Have you thought about a nice trip to the panhandle?
He got a hit Destin. You're made out to go to Destin, boo-boo.
Maybe a nice weekend in Coconut Grove. That is unbelievable. That is hysterical.
I can't believe it, y'all.
Oh, God. That's funny, man. All right. Let's get it together here. So wait a second. So you got home on Saturday. You went right to the emergency room.
Yeah. Well, we've established this, huh?
No, but maybe you have something worse than the influenza bug because you're on Tamiflu now for this is your third day. You got it on Saturday.
Saturday night I flew in. My plane landed like at 9:30. So I didn't get out of the ER till midnight, and
I'm assuming they gave you. Oh, they didn't give you a dose?
Yeah, no, I took one dose at around midnight.
Okay, so you started on Saturday, mm-hmm. and then you took Tamiflu Sunday. Now it's 5:07 mm-hmm. on Monday. You're not feeling right. any better, though. Maybe you have something worse. So he's on a prescription because he's been diagnosed, as
There's
you know.
There's no such thing as with diagnosed.
With the influenza virus.
But you say that. You could say that all you want, but I took a test, and I was diagnosed with influenza.
Listen, there's you a few other tests I would like you to take if if you're down for the testing, because I think there's some other things wrong, but we'll do it off the air. I'm just teasing. Okay. I'm just teasing. Listen.
Go pee yourself, Crowder.
We all know that you come back from an international vacation, you fly, you know, you get tired, and sometimes you get run down.
Not tired, but that's the thing. You want to make this just me being jet lagged and not want to come into work. I was excited to get – I brought you guys some goodies, and I was excited to get back to work. Unfortunately, you know, I got hit with this diagnosis. It sucks, but I got hit with it.
Got hit with the diagnosis. I mean, if somebody was tuning in, they would think that he has a life-altering diagnosis.
It's over for him. You want us to start a GoFundMe?
Did they really say, like, you absolutely have influenza? Or did the guy kind of go, well, you might have a little touch of the flu, so I'll write you some Tamiflu, and I'm sure you'll feel better.
No, I have. So my girlfriend tested positive for influenza, mm-hmm. and I actually tested negative. But since I have all the symptoms,
you press him enough, he's going to tell the truth.
Who he is. Michael Scott in The Office when Dwight is there for the concussion and Michael Scott is shoving his foot in the MRI machine because he wants there's something to be wrong with him. And there's no chance that Solana was tested for anything, and my guess is it's Valentina's prescription and they're just cutting it in half.
Y'all are sharing.
There's no chance he's been diagnosed with anything.
The influenza.
I mean, this guy doesn't follow anybody's rules anywhere. But he comes back from vacation and goes, well, the doctor, and it was probably a nurse practitioner. It wasn't even a doctor. And he's like, the doctor says that I can't go in until Wednesday because I am potentially contagious. Contagious with nothing, by the way. He doesn't have anything. This is the one rule he's following, though. Well, I don't know. Maribel over at the clinic said that I can't go in until Wednesday. This he's following.
So what is he going to give us? Like what do you have to give out? You're not sick.
Nothing. He doesn't have anything. He's not sick. So funny.
Now he's going to come back real nasally. Watch. Hey, our guys.
No, I really did. he is the best. He really is the best. Magically, he doesn't start to get sick until he's, I don't know, 3 hours from arriving in Miami after a week-long whirlwind vacation in Italy.
Oh, here he goes. Here he goes.
I mean, have you ever heard of someone landing after a 20-hour flight going, you know, I'm a little tired. I don't feel well. I'll go to the emergency room. Huh? What? There's 400 people walking off the plane. They're all tired. They're all jet-lagged. They've all had way too much to eat and drink on their vacation. Uh-huh. They're going to go home. They're going to drink some water. They're going to go to sleep. He goes to the emergency room.
He's exhausted. The ER is where it is. Exhaustion room. Go home. Take your ass to bed.
Here's your NBA schedule for tonight. I will be way too exhausted for these games. Your weather from the domestic and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7. +866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy
right
now. You
might need to head back to the ER. I think you're...
do that. Wasting up them people's time.
I think it might it might be getting worse.
Wasting up them people's time.
Wait.
If a real emergency comes in, do you tell the doctor, I'm good, like, go work with them?
The doctor, he was talking to a janitor. They're like, hey, Ralph, this guy just flew in off an international flight. You always said you wanted to be a doctor. Go talk to him.
What do I do with my broom? Just lean against the wall. He won't know the difference. Cool.
Immediate red flag. Your doctor walks in with a broom and a dustpan. I'm only allowed to prescribe Tamiflu. I think I have, you know, I don't know. I've got head lice. Well, I can only prescribe Tamiflu.
I'll take
it. All I've been given permission.
I hope you and your lady didn't waste up two rooms. I hope y'all stayed together.
I can't believe they didn't admit you. I mean, you are really...
I'm glad you made it out of the hospital.
They should have Baker-acted you. That's what they should have.
Come down this hall. For what? Just come on, sir.
Excuse me, Mr. Baker. Come on. No. I'm Mr. Solana. No. You're Mr. Baker. Because you are getting put away.
Why could I not move my arms in this jacket?
To keep you warm. You're shivering. You are funny, man.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go to hell, COVID.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.